From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Concierges can sometimes be modern-day miracle workers. They find tickets to a sold-out show or get a table at some impossible-to-book Michelin-starred restaurant. These days, there are also lifestyle concierges that manage everyday tasks for the ultra-wealthy. And there's a thriving business in training to become one, Janet Babin reports.
There are hotel concierges who merely greet you in hotel lobbies, and then there are the ones who wear the golden key pins, the lay clay door concierges. The French name and flashy insignia may seem pompous, but according to the organization's YouTube channel, its service concept is surprisingly egalitarian.
Being able to look after everyone from a king to a couple of honeymooners on their first big trip.
Lay Clay Door member Michael Romay worked as chef concierge at New York's iconic Waldorf Astoria for more than two decades. Now he works for private clients and trains new recruits. The group was formed in the 1920s, but Romay says its simple motto endures.
In service through friendship.
Lay Clay Door has a wide network of friends, about 4,000 concierges scattered through 80 destinations. Over the years, Romay has arranged for countless private jets and yacht trips. He can also help you write your beloved's name in the sky or get out-of-season fruit flown to your table. Romay admits the clients can be difficult, so he teaches recruits a coping strategy.
We never take it personally. We just continue to deliver consistently the same level of service.
Certification is elaborate and takes several months. A sample lesson includes how to properly shake a guest's hand. Away from hotels, concierges are appearing in the everyday lives of the wealthy. A report from iBizWorld estimates sales in this slice of the industry will climb almost 4% during the next 5 years to $4.4 billion annually.
John, Michael James here. How are you?
Brooklyn-based private concierge Michael James started his business 15 years ago. He says 2018 was his busiest year yet.
I just wanted to go over some stuff about the St. Bart's trip.
James calls himself a lifestyle advisor. He knows how to turn his clients' needs into a reality.
You know, most of my clients can buy anything they want. The only thing that they can't buy is time.
James charges clients a minimum of $15,000 a year. That gets you six concierge services per month. A thriving economy over the past decade has made concierges like James and Romay busy catering to rich clients. As for us mere mortals, we can try the many app-based concierge services that may be more within reach. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.